So tonight's meditation, I wanted to explore this concept of home. And I first learned from Thich Nhat Hanh many years ago. On a retreat with him, he talked about how in Vietnamese, the word for spouse is the same word for home. So you would say something like, is your home at the store? Oh, my home went to the post office, right? Because this intermingling of family and people can become our home, especially when we're at a time where we maybe some people feel like their home is feeling disrupted. They're going through a transition. We can think about all of the refugees and people on this planet who do not have a safe home to be in, and how we can find home in each other, how we can find home in relationships, and how we can be a refuge. We can be a home for others, and we also can turn to others for our sense of home. So in our meditation, we are going to practice homecoming. It was homecoming this last week for my son in high school. And I sent him off with his tie and his shirt and his jacket and his new pair of pants. I had to go to Macy's and buy pants, right? And I sent him off, and he contacts me like at 9 o'clock at night. I forgot the belt. So the poor guy is dancing at homecoming with the pants falling down. And that's what friends are for. You borrow a belt from a friend, right? Or you know that you're not alone in this embarrassment in life. So we're gonna come home to ourselves. We're gonna come home to each other, and we are going to offer a home to those that maybe are needing it. We're going to be a home today. And we're gonna start with this very simple mantra that I learned from Thay many, many years ago, which is my sweetest, most endearing mantra, which is, I have arrived, I am home. So let's get ourselves into a position, a noble position, to a home. We set up camp. Maybe we're setting up a tent, and we clear the floor, or we clear where we're standing, or we clear our seat. And just like you would if you were setting up camp, you make sure that your space is a comfortable space to be in. Good cushion, a good landing ground. And we take this noble home stance within our bodies. We can press against the floor a little bit, and when we press against the floor, whether it's with our feet or it's with our hips, we can feel the lengthening of our spine. Pushing down, we rise up. We feel the ground underneath us. This is our home. We feel our body coming back home into our body, the length of our spine, the dropping of our shoulders. We come back home in our minds, the dropping of the story and the worry. This is a homecoming. Back home to the present moment, to ourselves. Noble, the beautiful home. And in this homecoming, we can practice this very simple mantra, and the words mean less than the embodiment. The words mean less than the embodiment. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. Breathing in, I have arrived. Arrive into this moment, full arrival. Breathing out, I am home. Feel a homecoming in your body and your being, coming back home. Whatever you had happening today, letting it go and coming home. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. Practice this mantra for a few rounds just with yourself, embodying the words. opening the door and coming back home. Arrive on the inhale. Feel yourself fully arriving behind your eyes, into your body, into this moment. Home on the exhale. That letting go that you feel, that comfort of a homecoming. Breathing in, arrive. Breathing out, home. So that whatever is going on in your day, in your life, in the world, you can come back home. First, to just this present moment, to this breath. It's a homecoming to come back to your breath and remember you are alive. You can arrive. You are at home in the present moment. And as we slow our breath down and we practice this mantra, we are creating a home within ourselves, a home of safety, a comforting home to come back to. A remembering. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. In this home that you are creating in the present moment is a welcoming home. So you welcome in first your relationship with yourself and the parts of you that maybe don't feel at home right now. Open the door to the parts of you that don't feel at home, that don't feel included, that feel hurt. Maybe the parts of you that you have left out. Let them arrive. Welcome them home. Breathing in, arrived. Breathing out, home. And you continue in creating this homecoming for yourself by also including your body, the parts of your body that need to be cared for, have been ignored, have been neglected, have been shunned, have been criticized. Let them come back home too. Create a home for them. The door, an opening, a welcome. Breathing in, allow all of your body to arrive. And allow those parts to come back home. They are welcome too. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. All of me. And in this moment, we can also arrive and have a homecoming by bringing to mind the people, the groups, the animals that help us feel at home, that are our refuge. Breathing in, I have arrived. Allow them to be present with you right now. Breathing out, I am home. Feel their support. And we can also include the spaces, the places, natural spaces, places in your home or in your work, places you've traveled to that have helped you feel at home. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. Feel those spaces bringing you back home. So we're creating a home, a home that includes parts of us that have been left out. That includes our body, that includes people and spaces. So you can feel fully at home now from the inside out, breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. And as you cultivate these feelings of homecoming, you're creating a space, a home within yourself, a space that can be a home to others, a safe place for others. So you can imagine who it is that you want to bring this home to? Who is it that you want to be a home for? People in your life, groups of people, places on this planet, animals. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, I am home. And I create a home. So that you can feel an opening of the heart. An opening of the doors of your home to all sentient beings. An opening of the mind. An opening of your wisest self. So that breathing in, we all can arrive. And breathing out, we all can feel at home. All are welcome. And then eventually the mantra can just settle like pebbles setting at the bottom of the lake or a leaf that settles on the ground that's fallen. And it just becomes so. It just becomes so that you in this moment are fully arrived, awake, aware, present, here now. And you in this moment are fully home. Your home is now. And as you breathe that, as we sit in silence, we allow ourselves to feel that on a cellular level. So that no matter what chaos is happening, what clutter, what transition, what stressor, what sound, what imbalance, what hurt, you are here, arriving in the present, and you can be home. And when you come back home to yourself, you become a home. Feel that settling in your whole being. The power of presence, the power of home. And the more that you become a safe home to yourself, the more that you can include the parts of yourself that are hurting, the parts of yourself that have been neglected or left out, the more that you can be a shelter. The more that you will be able to be a home to others. so that you can take on the face, the facial expression, the embodiment with your shoulders and your hands and your heart of a welcome home. This home welcomes you. And the more that you create a welcome home in yourself, the more that you offer it to others, the more they will be able to offer it to themselves and to others, so that we create a collective homecoming. We're coming back home to each other. We become a home for people who do not feel safe. We become a home for people who feel excluded. We become a home for friends and family who have not felt understood, who are hurting. Breathing in, we are here, we have arrived. And breathing out, we are home for ourselves and for each other. So you can feel that home and how you breathe. Breathing like you just walked in the door. Ah, back home. We become a home in how we hold our bodies with ease, sturdy. We become a home with how we open our minds. Opening the doors of our mind, opening the windows of our mind to let fresh perspectives and air come in and come out. A nice airy home. Lots of space in the mind. And we become a home in how we welcome others and how we welcome ourselves. We put out a welcome mat. You're welcome here. You are home. And if there is A particular person or a particular group that you would like to offer a home to right now. You can open your mind and your heart to them. Put a welcome mat out for them. Put on a welcoming face. A nice long exhale. You're home now. May you feel at home in your body. May you feel at home in your mind. May you feel at home in yourself. Offer that to them. And then you turn around and offer it to yourself. May I feel at home in my body. May I feel at home in my mind. May I feel at home in myself. And may we feel at home in each other. May we be at home. So Rosemary Chalmer writes in her poem, "Because." So I can't save the world, can't even save myself, can't wrap my arms around every frightened child, can't foster peace among nations, can't bring love to all who feel unlovable. So I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street heart first. And if it is insufficient to share love, I will practice loving anyway. I want to converse about truth. About trust. I want to invite compassion into every interaction. One willing heart can't stop a war. One willing heart can't feed all the hungry. And sometimes daunted by a task too big, I ask myself, what's the use of trying? But today, the invitation is clear. To be ridiculously courageous in love. To open the heart like a lilac in May, knowing freeze is possible, and opening anyway. To take love seriously, to give love wildly, to race up to the world as if I were a puppy, adoring and unjaded, stumbling on my own exuberance to feel the shock of indifference, of anger. Of cruelty, of fear, and stay open to love as if it matters, as if the world depends on it. So bringing your palms, if you choose, together. And I always like to Close my meditations with three bows to the three refuges. So I take refuge in my true wisest self. I take refuge in the teachings and the teachers. And then the third bow is I take refuge in my community, my Sangha. Bow to all of you, acknowledge all of you for practicing together. Thank you.